Today's anti-marketing principle is do not discount your products. Let me explain why. So I see a lot of business owners or aspiring wannabe business owners immediately try to discount their products. Actually, they don't try to, they do. It's like the first thing they offer is 15% off of the product or 20% off of the product to somebody who's never even heard of them, right? They'll slap that onto their website or wherever. And it's like, why are they doing this? Well, discounting your products or your services usually comes from a low self-worth. Like, there's a part of you that does not believe that you can charge what you're actually worth. And there's a part of you that believes that you're not worth very much. There's a part of you that is unable to see your own value. And so what do? You discount what you're offering because you think that's the only way that people are going to buy it is if you give them 50% off or 20% off or whatever it is. A lot of people also discount because it's what other people are doing and they're just copying them, right? We look around and we see everybody, every single business, every home business has some type of marketing language that says, take 10% off of this, take 15% off of that. And everybody's offering coupons and discounts and it's pervasive, it's commonplace. So that's another reason why people do it. The fact is, if you're listening to this, you are a premium product provider. Either that or you're just a stalker and you're like following me for whatever reason. But the people that I serve are premium product providers. What does premium mean? It means better than all the other crap out there. We're taught not to judge people. We're taught that it's not okay to think that we're better than others. But you know what? We are. Like, we are, let's just own that. We are more talented, we are more skilled, we've got more experience, we have more passion, we love what we do more, we're better at it than other people. So let's just own that, we're better. We're better, we're premium, we're not a commodity, we're not meant to sell our stuff for cheap. When you are discounting your products, because you think that's the only way that people will buy them, you are actually setting yourself up for stressful living. Because here's the thing, if you offer your stuff at a discount, you're not gonna make very much money at it, right? You're gonna make a couple dollars or whatever it is. That's like slave labor. Unless you are Walmart and you have a gigantic size and a gigantic place in the market that allows you to discount the hell out of everything and still make money somehow, you're not going to make enough money. You might make some money, but you're not going to make enough. You're not going to make the amount of money that you really want to fund the life and the lifestyle that you really desire. So discounting is just, it's a bad idea. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Do not discount your products. Don't discount your services. Don't offer anything on your website that says take 20% off. Just don't do it. Because imagine, like, somebody's coming to your website for the first time and they're like, oh, this looks cool. What is this? Let me read. And they see that fucking cheesy, like, commonplace little box that says take 15% off for joining our newsletter or whatever. They're going to be like, oh, it's one of those sites. This is a site of somebody that doesn't value themselves. This is a site of somebody that can't come up with something more creative than that to explain what they're about. And so that person, like, from the get-go, it's like you're training them to not value you because you're not valuing yourself either. So I say get rid of the discounts. Don't offer coupons. If you're gonna do that, if you're gonna, you know, offer a sale or something, make it extremely rare and make it not the norm, right? Offer a sale once a year, once every quarter, just not every single fucking day. If you're gonna offer a discount, like, give it to people who have already spent thousands of dollars with you. That's the people who deserve the discount, right? Every once in a while, you might give them a free something or give them something lower priced. They're the ones that deserve the discount, right? Nice little surprise for them. Do not offer discounts and coupons to people that don't know you, who haven't bought anything from you, because they're just going to learn that you don't value your products that much. And that is all I have to say about that.